A very serious problem. Judges 20, 19 through 28.
This is Daily Bible Radio. Join me, Troy Taft, as we study the Bible verse by verse.
The children of Israel rose up in the morning and encamped against Gibeah. The men of Israel went out to battle against Benjamin, and the men of Israel set a battle in array against them at Gibeah. The children of Benjamin came out of Gibeah, and on that day destroyed 22,000 of the Israelite men to the ground. The people of the men of Israel encouraged themselves and set the battle again in array in the place where they set themselves in array the first day. The children of Israel went up and wept before Yahweh until evening. And they asked Yahweh, saying, "Shall I again draw near to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother?" Yahweh said, "Go up against them." So the children of Israel came near against the children of Benjamin the second day. Benjamin went out against them out of Gibeah the second day and destroyed down to the ground of the children of Israel again 18,000 men. All these drew the sword. Then all the children of Israel and all the people went up and came to Bethel and wept and sat there before Yahweh and fasted that day until evening. Then they offered burnt offerings and peace offerings before Yahweh. The children of Israel asked Yahweh, for the Ark of the Covenant of God was there in those days, and Phinehas the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, stood before it in those days, saying, "Shall I again go out to battle against the children of Benjamin, my brother, or shall I cease?" Yahweh said, "Go up, for tomorrow I will deliver him into your hand." This is a really difficult part of the Bible because God allowed Israel to lose 40,000 men to an army of 26,000 after carefully seeking his advice. I have considered this a few times over the years. Why would God do a thing like that? One thing I did learn from reading about Job's life later in the Bible is that God doesn't always tell us what is going on from his perspective. In Job's example, there were important things going on in heaven that the people on earth didn't know about. In this case, I sense that God was teaching something very important on earth. I believe that had I been there at that time in Israel and felt the loss of my fellow soldiers, I would have considered how bad it was to let the family of Benjamin get so far out of hand. Had they been watched more carefully, it may have never gotten to this point. Perhaps God was impressing on them that very fact. I am pretty sure that after going through the death of 40,000 men and a Levite's wife because of the sinful actions of my own people, I would consider the sin, even when it seemed small, to be very dangerous. We really are our brother's keepers. If we don't guard what is right, people may die. Lots of them. This true story should strike some fear in all of us. We all have a responsibility to stand up for what is right and against what is wrong. We can't just assume that we can keep quiet about sin and things will work out fine. As we read here, a little sin eventually causes a lot of death. One thing we know about what we read here, God made sure that this one hurt. I think we need to hear a warning in this and address sin in our culture before it causes greater suffering.
I'm Troy Taft. This is Daily Bible Radio.